I think
it helps a lot because just, you know, working with Carson, you know, and just knowing some of the things that he does and some of the signals that he gives, you know, I'm definitely used to that. But I think just right now is just trying to focus and learn the new terminology because a few things are different from last year's. You know, some stuff is still the same, but, you know, that's one thing. I know I got, you know, 3 days to learn it and make sure I'm right and, you know, make sure I'm out there doing the right things.
So going into the game, would you say that you'd have limited to 6, 7, 8 plays or?
No, I don't expect that. You know, I definitely expect myself to learn the whole playbook. You know, obviously this is what I do. This is my job. It's my profession. You know, if I got to learn it in 3 days, you know, that's fine with me. Obviously, it's definitely going to be a cram session. You know, there may be a few things that, you know, I may not, you know, mesmerize at the right time. But, you know, I know I just got to put that time in and hopefully come Monday night, I'll just be able to do what I'm supposed to do and be where I'm supposed to be.
Carson said he was surprised at how much you'd picked up already.
I think so because you know, lining up wise, that's the easy part. Just knowing where to be, it's just you know, learning certain routes and trying to run them. Because playing receiver, one thing about playing receiver, you don't want to think too much while you're running your route. And I know out there today, I was thinking, you know, while I was running, and you know, that's one thing I don't want to do. But I know I'm thinking because I'm still trying to, you know, learn these plays. But I know once I learn these players, I'll be fine. And, you know, I'm just, you know, thankful that they brought me back in, to come in and help these guys and get to where we want to be by the end of the season.
Who do you think they saw in your workout and how much of that workout was a factor in getting signed and maybe also the fact that there's an area of need?
Right. I think they just know that I'm going to come in and work and get the job done, whether it's on offense or special teams. You know, it really does not matter to me. You know, I'm here to help. I want to be here to help, and you know, I want to win. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, when you play football, the joy about playing this game is winning at the end. And you know, that's something. You know, we started off well last year doing that right, but you know, things happened. I got let go, and you know, the team finished 8-8, and you know, we definitely want to improve on that, and hopefully this year, you know, we can have more than 8 wins.
Derek, you tweeted that you couldn't wait to put the silver and black back on. What's it mean to wear this uniform?
A lot of pride. You know, obviously, you know, being a Raider and being a Raider fan, you know, there's a lot of tradition and history, you know, putting this jersey on. You know, just myself growing up in Southern California, you know, just growing up being a Raider fan, you know, whether, you know, they was out here in Oakland or in L.A., that's you know, what I grew up with. You know, I didn't like the Rams. I didn't like the Chargers. And, you know, just strictly Raiders, you know, just, you know, my dad just taking me to Raiders games. And just to be able to be back and to put it back on, and, you know, I'm definitely thankful and, you know, happy to be here.
Do you have any other teams talk to you about joining after Bills let you go?
Yeah, you know, I was actually with the Jets, and, you know, I originally thought, you know, I was going to sign there, but, you know, things didn't work out. And, you know, obviously sometimes it's just a numbers game, but, you know, they gave me opportunity to come in and work out. Just knowing that, you know, Sanjay Lau was up there, you know, the former receiver coach that was here, and, you know, gave me opportunity to come in and work out. And, you know, the workout went well. And, you know, the Raiders gave me the call and flew across country, and here I am.
Were you surprised last year when they let you go?
Yes, I was. Because, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, obviously I can't control. You know, that stuff happens. You know, I'm definitely not the first guy to get cut and not the last. And, you know, it's, you know, it has happened to thousands of guys before me. And, you know, it's just one of those things you just got to deal with and just got to move on. And, you know, for myself, I just told myself just keep working, you know, because you never know what can happen. And, you know, that happened, but you just got to move on, learn from it. And, you know, hopefully the next place you go to, you know, things will be different.
How much vibe here? Obviously, different regime. Is there a different vibe?
Yeah, it's totally different. You know, obviously, it's you know, night and day from last year. Things are different. But you know, for myself, I just know, you know, just hey, just come in and work. That's what it's all about. You know, obviously, this team has goals, and you know, me personally, you know, I have goals myself, and I just want to come in and work and show this coaching staff, you know, I'm able to get the job done, and so we can keep moving forward.
You know what? In Buffalo, you ended up strong. Assume you're having a good camp, but surprised there again?
Definitely surprised up there too. Like I said, it's you know, sometimes you just never know. You know, it's just you know, just one of those things that you know, sometimes it just can be a numbers game, and you know, they just want to take a look at different guys, and you know, you can't, you know, situation like that, just definitely can't let it get to me. You know, like I said, I just got to keep working. You know, like I've been cut before, and you know, I know what goes on, and I just got to try to keep a straight line and keep working and just go from there.
There were a few veterans, free agents out there on the market. Gaffney came in, and they had, you know, of course, Chad Johnson. And Pia Plaxico. There's all kinds of guys out there that they could have signed, but they signed you instead. What do you bring that the others might not bring?
Yeah, I think just me personally, I'm just a worker. You know, I'm quiet. You know, I don't do a lot of talking. I just come in and work. You know, this coaching staff, and some of the guys that were still here last year, seen the way I worked last year in training camp, throughout preseason, throughout the season. And, you know, sometimes, you know, that's if you get let go, you just leave a good lasting impression. And I think that's what I did. And I was able to come back and, you know, come out here and work out yesterday on this turf and put on a good show. So, you know, I'm definitely happy with what I did. And I'm happy to be here and definitely ready to contribute.
Derek, how much of this is, like, given all the changes in last year and losing the Chargers the last day of the season, does it kind of make this almost like a must-win scenario?
For us, I think any game's a must-win. You know, obviously we want to win. You know, that's the ultimate goal is to win. And, you know, just knowing, you know, Monday night is the first game, you know, it's definitely time to get out and show the country what we can do. You know, we know we're going to be on live TV. We're the only game on, you know, that night. And for us, it's just time to show up and get the job done. We know San Diego has they've really taken it to us, you know, as of late. But hopefully we can turn that around come Monday.
And, you kind of alluded to this already. I mean, obviously we knew what Mr. Davis's legacy was and how much he wanted the Raiders' commitment to excellence and winning. How much has that kind of evolved a little bit into what you guys want to achieve now?
I just think that needs to be the mindset, period. You know, commitment to excellence. You know, obviously you want to be great. You know, that's what it's all about, is being great and going out there and being able to perform at any given time. You know, even, you know, those dog days when you're tired, you know, those got to be, you know, the work days, the days that you go out there and just trying to do your best. And I think, you know, with Mr. Davis here, he definitely, you know, tried to put that in each and every player that came through here. And I think guys are really starting to believe in that.